Good morning. It's nice to feel the cooler weather. Hopefully, a little bit drier as it has been. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to gather together here and share and hear from your word, Lord. Look into it. Pray that it would speak to each one of our hearts, Lord, that you would help us to consider what your word has here. Just pray that we would be an encouragement to each other, Lord, that we would help each other along. Just be with us, help us to be a witness and testimony, Lord, as we go from this place. May your hand be upon the service, in Jesus' name. This morning, I'd like to share some things on the world, loving the world. 1 John 2:15. You turn there if you'd like. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It says, love not the world. It's not very hard to understand that. It's not hard to understand that we shouldn't be loving the world or partaking of what the world has to offer. When we love something, we want to spend time with it. We want to be with it. We can't love God if we love the world. Matthew 6:24. You turn there. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We should not copy the world's ways. We need to let God change us into a new person by changing the way we think. Then we can know God's will for us. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins, that we might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Jesus gave himself for us. Shouldn't we follow him and live for him? Give up our worldly pleasures and desires? We can't do both. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, this is James 4:4, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Being a friend of the world is embracing what they do, even if it might not seem like a sinful thing. Do we want to be an enemy of God? I don't think so. I think we are. I think that if we are, we're on the losing side, because we all know that God's side is the winning side. 1 John 3:13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. If we are walking with God and following his ways, we shouldn't be surprised if the world hates us. The world does not want God. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but again is of the world. 1 John 2:17 says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. A lot of what the world has to offer, you name it, whatever it is, might not necessarily seem like an idol. But maybe it isn't, but it can become that. Whether it be our homes, our jobs, our vehicles, our hobbies, those things can become idols. And Second Corinthians 6:14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Are we teamed up with unbelievers in anything, whether it be in business or sports or whatever? Could be anything. I don't think we should be. 2 Corinthians 6:15 says, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? There isn't harmony between Christ and the devil. I think we know that. Can there be that between a believer and an unbeliever? Believer has Christ, an unbeliever does not. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be friends to the world, and in a different sense that we should reach out to them, but I'm talking about embracing what they do, doing what they do, hanging out with them, like them being what we're falling after. 2 Corinthians 6:16, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple, says, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Again, there can't be agreement between God's temple and idols. There cannot be unity. The two do not mix. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We need to separate ourselves from unbelievers, the world. Don't touch their filthy things, the wickedness they do, for if we separate ourselves, God will be a father to us. We will be his sons and daughters. If we want to be God's sons and daughters, we have to be willing to give up our things, give up our idols, give up whatever it is that distracts us, whatever it is that is an idol to us. We need to be different people. Different in dress, what we wear for clothes. Different, maybe even in hairstyle. That can pattern the world too. Different in speech, how we talk, things that we say. Different in vehicles, what we drive. That can be an issue. That can be falling after. Whatever it is, you can name it. Whatever it is in your life. There is so much hurt in the world around us. There are so many in need. There are so many people trying to find their way. This is all the more reason to come out from among them and be God's people, so that we can be little Christ for this hurting and dying world. So the ultimate goal is to be God's instruments for winning as many souls for his kingdom. That's what I had to share. May God bless each one as we consider these things in our lives. Thank you.